When I was at school, my two favourite subjects were history and English. It's how I make a living now, writing historical fiction. My love of words started at a very early age. My parents were big fans of Oliver Postgate, he of Noggin the Nog, Bagpuss and the Clangers. So was I. The introduction to the Noggin TV series had me mesmerised. In the lands of the north, where the black rocks stand guard against the cold sea, in the dark night that is very long, the men of the Northland sit by their great log fires and they tell a tale. As a child, I sang in the cathedral at Chester, and every day I would hear the words of the King James Bible. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may bring an answer unto them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? I loved the way the words flowed, tumbling out in an effortless stream. There's a magic and mystery in those words that the New English Bible has failed to match. I've always been a reader, from Clive King's Stig of the Dump and Geoffrey Willens and Ronald Searle's magnificent Molesworth books, right up to Donna Tartt's compulsively repellent characters and Nick Kent's lurid lives of rock stars. Everything I love to read rubs off in some way, inspiring me to draw my own readers into another world, something these writers have so brilliantly conjured themselves. When I was 12, I started a diary and kept it up until I was in my early 30s, writing just for the pleasure of it. Curiously, I stopped when I began to write for a living. I obviously felt a need to write. Now I write novels about history. I'm a great believer in that George Santayana quote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." So I write about lives under totalitarian regimes, in the hope that I'll offer some sort of inoculation against political extremism. I also write about young men and women in wartime, with all its dread and horror, a counterblast to the gung-ho glorification of war I read in books and comics as a child, and still see in the worst sort of Hollywood movies and edutainment documentaries. But I still write for the pleasure of it too, and a well-honed sentence or a striking image, which I hope is my own rather than accidental steal, brings me a quiet satisfaction. Writers can shape people's ideas, even change the way they live, but they also provide simple, straightforward pleasures, allowing their reader to live another life away from their own. Nothing matches the pleasure of a good book. I've never watched a brilliant film and wished it went on for longer than it did. But when I read a great novel, I often feel at a loose end when I finish it. If I can do that to a reader, then I feel I've done something worthwhile with my life.